Wisconsin governors have historically held some of the broadest veto powers in the nation. They were added to the state constitution in 1930 and upheld and expanded by Supreme Court decisions dating back to 1935. Friday's decision was a break from that, as conservative justices struck down 3 out of 4 budget vetoes that were challenged by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Broadly speaking, justices wrote that Evers had exceeded his authority by effectively rewriting passages of the 2019 budget dealing with school bus grants and local road funding. But conservatives could not agree on a standard for how to judge when future governors go too far with their vetoes. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote that instead of offering clarity, the court had sown confusion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.